Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, here's some more hating for you. This was D'Amico Ryans talking about his receiver, Nico Collins, who currently leads the NFL in receiving yards, 252 yards. He has had a heck of a start to the year and kind of picked up right where he left off. Here is D'Amico talking about Nico Collins.
Nico, he's been consistent. He's been one of our most consistent guys since I first got here. Watching Nico, watching the way he prepares throughout the week, like, he's always been the same person. Nico never gets too high or too low. Like, Nico is always even keel, always consistent, and he shows up in clutch moments. But he doesn't have to do anything different in a clutch moment. Nico is just being Nico. Like, he's making the plays that he makes, and he's been lights out again this for the start of the year. I mean, he's having an outstanding year.
I'm ready to say it, and I have
do it.
I've waited. I'll wait on things, and I didn't believe it walking into the season. Now, I don't know what level there is, because there are levels to this thing. There are, you know, the Tyreek Hill, Justin Jeffersons. There's the Amon-Ra St. Brown levels. There's levels. I think it is legit that Nico Collins is the number one receiver in the league.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
I know what D'Amico said in the media Sunday night, where he talked about we don't have a number one receiver. He said that multiple times. Anytime CJ's been in trouble this year, anytime CJ's needed a big play, third downs, end zone, whatever, it seems to be going 12's way.
Yes!
It seems to be going that way. That's where it seems to be going. And listen, I mean, we looked at it last year, and you say, hey, you know, boy, there's a lot to go there. And you said it, hey, show that you can do that again. And I do think teams are walking in looking at Nico at times, not wanting him to get off. Pause. But he has been, I mean, he's been doing so, and it's been with ease. And now, Clint, he's going up and getting in high point balls between two people. He's going across the middle and catching slants and unable to be tackled. And I think the big thing, I don't think this was always the case last year, even though he had the year he had, Clint. When C-Day's been in trouble, he's looking that way.
Yeah.
Right, even with Diggs on the field, even with Tank on the field, he's looking that way, and that's what you do with number one receiver. So Listen, I'll look when you get evidence, when you get new evidence. I think I'm ready to say it. Nico is a number one receiver.
I think it's very safe to say. I think he's the number one receiver on this team, obviously. I think he's a number one receiver across the NFL. You can't argue with consistent production. And that's, at the very least, that's what he's brought to the table. I believe that the difference between Nico last year and Nico this year, and I'm not saying he didn't make plays last year. He definitely did that. But there was a lot of catch underneath, good scheme, good play call, accurate throw, catch it. Okay, and then you're tough to tackle. You know, he's not the easiest guy to tackle. You throw him a screen. Hey, it's blocked up nice. He can split it, get on a sideline, and make a play. The plays I'm talking about making, though, are different. The ball should have never been thrown up into double coverage the way it was in game one, and he goes up and makes a play for CJ.
But you trust your number one receiver to do that?
Absolutely. There's times, a lot of times, when you trust that. That's a level of this offense. If this offense goes to a level where Nico can do things like that consistently, not consistently, because you don't. Hopefully, your quarterback doesn't make those kind of decisions consistently. But if you can make one of those every four or five games that swings the game, swings the field position, it's absolutely huge. Look at the catch at the end of the game that ended up allowing them to ice the game. That was a good throw because it was outside to the sideline versus very tight coverage, but it was a difficult catch. He had to dive forward. He had to get a knee in bounds. That's making a play. And then
what about the catch at the end of the Bears game where he pins it
on his ear? Unbelievable catch. That's making a number one type wide receiver catch. And then you look at how, like, he clearly has great chemistry, better chemistry this year than ever before with C.J. Stroud, because when the play breaks down and they're scrambling to be done, him and C.J., as you said, C.J. appears to be looking for him. C.J. finds him. He finds a soft spot in the scramble drill, and it's a great connection. So, as I said before, I think Nico in two games has continued to be a playmaker, continued to produce at a really good level, continue to be the number one on his team, but he's done it in a different fashion, so he's added to his resume. I don't have a problem. One time, I don't check up, don't hesitate one bit, saying Nico Collins is the number one receiver on this team and in this league.
Nico Collins running a slant might be the most safest route that you know is going to get completed in a league. Like, we could see it. I remember I was just annoyed sitting in the press box. They had a pretty pivotal third down, and they ended up throwing a slant to Hutchinson, and they took Nico off the field. Yep. And we're sitting like, what the hell is Nico doing off the field? Yeah, Nico is – he's taking it to a whole nother level. And, hey, I stand back, man. Hey, that dude is – like I said, I don't know that he's at the Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill level. Right.
He's definitely that silent. I mean, he's more of like doing it the way Keenan Allen did it. The way like DJ Moore did it.
Yeah, he's on the DJ Moore level.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.